All right, how's everybody doing today, huh? Great to see you guys. Awesome, man. Great to be here. Hey, will you please help me welcome all of our locations, and I'm sure with 4th of July weekend, we have several people out of town and watching via internet this morning. So let's welcome all of our locations in today, and as well as especially our Northern Ireland location today. We have a team over there, and we know you guys are watching this message, so we want to say a big hello to you and all of our extension services around the world. Wow, well, it is 4th of July weekend here in the United States. This is happy birthday to America, and we celebrate our freedom and our independence. Let's give a big round of applause for all of our armed forces people especially. And I travel all around the world, and there is no place like the U.S. of A. And I love America, and I'm unapologetic about it. And no matter what our faults are, listen, you live in a great country with a lot of privileges. And so now's the time, I think, you know, 4th of July weekend, it's time to reflect on that and thank God for that. But, you know, real freedom is found in a person. In the person of Jesus. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit today. But first of all, I want to thank all of you. The last couple of weekends, I have been in Africa. Me and my entire family went to Africa. Come on, coach to Africa, the only way to go. That's right. 16 hours and coach with your kids. It's just, you have no idea the family bonding that can take place during that time. But we were first in Zimbabwe, and many of you know we have a church in Zimbabwe, Celebration Church Zimbabwe, and that church is about 2,000 people now, and they are doing fantastic. Yeah, you can give God a hand for that. So we were over there, and they actually had their first Shine Conference, Shine Africa, over there, women's conference. And so Carrie spoke at that, and it was a tremendous time. And then I spoke there on the weekend and did some leadership there. And then we went down to Cape Town, South Africa. But on our way down to Cape Town, we stopped at the One Hope Reserve Lodge, and I did a little bit of hunting. That's right. You know, the thing is, you know, you got to help feed the kids. You got to kill for the children. You know what I'm saying? And so, man, I dropped a massive kudu. Have any of y'all ever seen those kudu? Like massive, big horns. So I dropped a massive kudu. Stovey, my 11-year-old son, killed this huge red hartebeest on a first shot. It was amazing. And then we killed this other thing called a blessed buck. And we blessed that buck with a bullet. And And of course, it was all for the hungry children that needed the meat to eat. Can I have a good amen to that? But I'm fired up because I'm getting all the heads mounted. And this fall, I will be building a man cave at the Weems household. At the Atlanta airport, they have a book now. It's The Guide to Man Caves. And so I'm building a man cave during football season. I will mount my African animals' heads on my man cave. I will watch football. I will barbecue, and I will rejoice. But hey, seriously, then we went down to Cape Town. I spoke at Hillsong Cape Town down there, and also did their Sunday services and their staff and leadership meeting. And so I just want to thank you, and I always want to let you guys know, anytime you allow me to go somewhere, me on behalf of you and Celebration Church, we are helping to build up the body of Christ worldwide and globally, and you're making a big, big difference. Our church in Zimbabwe is feeding over 22,000 children every single day. Every single day. And so thank you. Thanks. Thank you for your support. So, hey, if you have your Bibles, I'm going to jump into today's message. I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, parents, youth conference. Everybody say youth conference. Listen, this is going to be a really big deal. Matthew Barnett, the founder and pastor from the LA Dream Center, is going to be coming all the way over from Los Angeles to speak to our teenagers, to your young person. I'm telling you, when they hear Matthew, their lives are going to be changed forever. Just incredible how God got a hold of him, and he took up God's cause. He kind of gave up the American dream for God's purpose, for his life. And I'll be speaking at it. I mean, we're going all out for this youth conference. Remember, we're not having camp this summer. This is the camp. So I know you parents, you want your kids out of the house. You want them safe and you want them fired up for God. Come on, that's what we're doing those 3 days. So you need to sign them up or sign up out there in the foyer on your way out. And then last but not least, how about next month, our groundbreaking out at Bay Meadows Road in 9A, huh? Wow. Just, I cannot believe it, but yes, it is here. And so we're going to be breaking ground and beginning construction. And so can you believe it? This fall is probably going to be our last fall here in the warehouse. And we'll be moving into our new facility next fall. And of course, you know, beginning August 28th, we'll be watching that being constructed. So it's a very exciting time here at church. And wow, we're seeing God bring to pass so much of what we believe for. So I thank you for your giving, your prayers, your faithfulness, and all that you've done to make that happen. So, you know, we're really going to be able to impact our city and the world in a much greater way from that facility there. And so it's just great days ahead. All right, July 4th weekend, here we go. Turn to the book of Leviticus. That's right, nothing like a message out of Leviticus on July 4th weekend, huh? You guys ready? Let's go, Leviticus 19. Come on, you ready to get in? We're going to talk about some animal sacrifices, the scarlet, the hyssop, ways that the priest ought to dress before they slaughtered the animal, why you need to eat the meat and not the fat. You know, we're doing in our daily Bible reading, I'm doing this year's messages out of passages in our daily Bible readings that we have been going through. And we did Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. We're now in Numbers. If you think about those four books, it's kind of like Genesis was the waiting. They were waiting for the promises of God. Exodus, they were watching as God delivered his promises and delivered them out of Egypt. Leviticus is more of the worship book. So you have waiting, you have watching, now you have worship where God's teaching them how to worship and how to offer sacrifices to him. And then now we're in Numbers. That's the warring book. That's where Israel learns how to fight the good fight of faith, so to speak. And so I want to speak to you here out of Leviticus chapter 19, and I believe that you are going to enjoy today's message. Are you ready? Don't give me that look like, man, look, come on, Stovall, it's 4th of July, dude. We can't be getting too deep here, man. Leviticus, you got barbecue on your mind. You got hot dogs. You're going to wave your flag. Look, I'm going to get you there. It's all, come on, you know, don't you know your pastor knows how to work Leviticus 19 into the 4th of July? All right? Y'all got to have a little bit more faith in me. It's going to be good. Okay, look what it says here, Leviticus chapter 19. Verse 5, it says, and if you offer a sacrifice of a peace offering, okay? So basically in the book of Leviticus, there are five offerings, okay? Five major offerings. There's the sin offering, the trespass offering, the burnt offering, the meal offering, and the peace offering, okay? Five offerings. Five is the number of grace. We know that all of these offerings were fulfilled in the person of grace, Jesus Christ. So now this is talking about this peace offering. It says, when you offer a peace offering to the Lord, you shall offer it of your own free will. And it shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the next day, and on the next day, and if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire. And if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an abomination, and it shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone who eats shall bear his iniquity, speaking of eating it on the third day, because he has profaned the hallowed offering of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people. I have entitled this message, A Barbecue with God. A barbecue with God. How many of you are doing some 4th of July barbecues? Okay, like one of y'all. All right, the rest of y'all lying or something. We're good. A barbecue with God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. God, for these next 25 minutes or so, Lord, give us a hungry heart to hear your word and to put it into practice. We give you all the thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You know, on 4th of July weekend here in the U.S., This is also the weekend where there's all those hot dog eating contests. How many of you have seen some of these hot dog eating contests? If you haven't seen one, just turn on ESPN or one of the sports networks tomorrow. I guarantee you they will be on television. And one of the big ones is in Coney Island. Are you ready for this? Last year, the All-American Hot Dog Eating Contest, July 4th on Coney Island. This is the guy who won. His name was Joey Jaws Chestnut. Actually saw some of the highlights of this hot dog eating contest. Joey Jaws Chestnut, he ate 54 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Frank, bun, the whole enchilada, okay? Now, this same guy, that was in 2010. This same guy, Jaws, set the record in 2009 where he ate 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Set a world record in the hot dog eating contest. And you know, hot dogs, apple pie, that's a big American thing. And the hot dog eating contests are on this weekend, July 4th weekend. So I thought, hey, here at Celebration Church, let's find out who is most like Joey Jaws Chestnut. What do you think that we have our own hot dog eating contest right here, right now? Come on, bring up to the contestants. Let's give them a hand, everybody. That's right. That's right. Here they come. Now, let's get them up. Good, we need for all of our locations. Need for all of our locations. Here they go. Now, who you gonna bet on? Come on, camera, I need you to show the contestants. Here we go. All right, we got our hot dog eating contest. Now, up here on each plate, okay, my money's on this guy, by the way. I don't know. But, okay, first of all, let's give a hand for all of our hot dog eating contests. So the winner gets a $25 gift certificate. $25 gift certificate to Bono's, okay? And yeah, it's a little cheap prize, but you know. But it's all about the honor. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 hot dogs. Now, they're not going to be able to eat all those hot dogs. We're giving them 90 seconds. Is that right? See my staff, they're so encouraging and help me with everything. Okay, thanks everybody. Okay, I think it's 90 seconds. Going to do 90 seconds, and it's real easy. The one who eats the most hot dogs wins. Come on, can you give it up for our contestants right now? Now hold on. So all of our locations are going to be watching, and so right now, you know, we gambling's okay in church if you're gambling for God. So if you need to make, you want to make any bets right now, and what you need to do is if you win, you just give that in the offering as the plate comes by and that kind of deal. So are you ready? We're going to 90 seconds. I'm going to say on your mark, get set, go. And they got water and they got this and they're going to go. Ready? Okay. On your mark, get set, go. Here they go, everyone. Come on, cheer them on, cheer them on. You got to cheer them on, cheer them on. Here they go. Oh, man, this group is great. This group is much better than the first service. Man, that is awesome. Come on, look, gluttony's okay if you do it at church. Just don't let your conscience bother you. All right, we got about 55 seconds left. 55 seconds. Don't hurt yourself. Man, you guys are awesome. All three of y'all. Okay, 30 seconds left. Don't throw up. A full vomit is disqualification. Okay, we got 20 seconds left. Come on, cheer them on. Come on, come on. Come on, cheer them on. Are you ready to give them the 10-second countdown? 10-second count. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, that's it. Stop. Okay, let me tell you this. Okay, first of all, this is how great you guys did. The first service, two of our contestants ate one hot dog and the other one ate a half. You guys stepped up. Okay, here we go. Now this is going to be a problem, but we'll leave it to the judges. Or I should say the judge, that's me. One, two, three, four, five. We'll have to count that as six. So he ate two hot dogs. Give him a hand. That's good. You doubled the previous. No, seriously. That's good. Man, look at this. One, two, three, four, and just a little bit. That's almost four. That's three. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five. Five and a half. So two and a half. You got choked up. Right here is the winner, everybody. That's a lot. Hey, that's a lot of hot dog in 90 seconds. Give him a hand one more time. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Oh, man, that was something. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Stovall, what does a hot dog eating contest have to do with the peace offering of Leviticus 19? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because it's very interesting, the same attitude that these guys had when they dove into those hot dogs was the same attitude that the people would have to have when they were offering this peace offering out of Leviticus 19. Now, real quick, back to these five offerings. Remember, there's the sin, the trespass, the burnt offering, the meal offering, and the peace offering that we just read about, okay? All these are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, okay? There's the sin offering that had to do. You're offering that because you're a sinner. Come on, how many of you know the Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? That we inherited sin, that by one's disobedience, all were condemned. That we have a sin nature on the inside of us. There's sin that we do that we don't even know about. Just the sin that's missing the mark. Just the sin that we're not glorifying God as we should. Aren't you glad that Jesus, through one sacrifice, once and for all, took care of all of that, all of our sin nature, and washed all of it away? So there was this sin offering. Then there was also the trespass offering. The trespass offering represent like a specific transgression that you did, usually against your neighbor. It would be like a Ten Commandments kind of a deal. Like, I did this against my neighbor, so I'm bringing this trespass offering, okay? Those were specific trespasses. The burnt offering had to do with consecration and identification with God. We see that fulfilled, first of all, in the person of Jesus, but also in our act of baptism. When we are baptized, we receive Jesus. He is our sin offering. He is our trespass offering. He forgives us all of our sins once and for all time, past, present, and future. And then we respond to that through offering ourselves. We consecrate ourselves to God, and we identify with the Lord through baptism. Then there was the meal offering. Well, the significance of that in the New Testament, the meal offering represented empowered for service. We know that we're not saved just for ourselves, but we're saved to serve, that we're saved to be a light to others. And then this final offering was the peace offering, okay? The peace offering represented celebrating the presence of God. Now, let me tell you a few things about this peace offering in ways that it was totally unique from any of the other offerings, okay? First of all, it was a voluntary offering. You read that you offered it of your own free will. It was a voluntary offering where people would offer it just because they wanted to thank God for His goodness. They wanted to thank God for His peace. They wanted to thank God for the freedom that He had given them. So it was unique in that people would do it just to say, Lord, I'm enjoying my relationship with You. I thank You for the freedom and the peace that You've given me. The second thing that was really unique about this offering was that it was the only offering where there were three participators in the offering itself. Okay, first of all, there was the portion offered to the Lord, but then the meat offering, both the priest and the person that was offering would eat of that. And so it was like all three were involved. It was the Lord, it was the priest, and it was the person. They would all eat of it. So there was something about this offering where it was a celebration together. And the third thing that we just read here in Leviticus 19 is that this offering, God was very specific about when you ate it. God said this, look, when you offer this animal to me, where it was a bull or a ram or sheep or whatever the thing was, when you offer this peace offering to me, remember, you're doing it of your own free will, just to say, Lord, I'm enjoying my relationship with you. Thank you for the freedom and peace that you've given me in our relationship. When you offer this offering, I want you to eat it all on the very day that you offer it, or at least by the next day. And the reason that God said that was because many times by the time they would prepare these offerings and the priest would offer it the correct way and all that kind of stuff, it might be towards the end of the day. So that's why God says, basically, as soon as you eat it all right then. If you need to eat, you know, some of it the next day, you can do that. But on the third day, that is it. If you eat of it the third day, it's an abomination to the Lord. You will be cut off from the people if you do that. So what God was saying about this offering was, look, you can't cook this offering and keep it around, you know, and nibble at it a little bit and then nibble at it some more a few days later and then, you know, kind of keep it around for some snacks a few days after that. He says, no, when you eat this offering, you ready? You got about 24 hours. And so you better be hungry. You better get your family ready. So can you imagine? The guy that's offering the peace offering, so here's this big animal, and so he knows, like, look, we got to eat all of this within 24 hours. So he lets his family know, look, man, y'all better get hungry. I'm talking about you better get hungry. And the priest knew it was coming, so that priest better get hungry as well. And you can you imagine? Man, they haven't eaten all day, and that priest is putting on the barbecue sauce, and he's putting Tony Sacheries on it. And if you're from South Louisiana, he's putting a little Louisiana hot sauce on that, and he's putting in some garlic in there, and he's melting the butter, and he's pouring it over just as the meat starts to... Are y'all hungry? Come on, do I have some barbecuers in the house? Y'all better be barbecuing this weekend. Y'all need to be American. So can you imagine that smell, and that smell's coming up, and so, you know, it's getting ready, and it's coming off the grill. And can you imagine that family? And they stand around it, and the priest is like, all right, it's ready to eat. He's got his chef hat on. He's got his, you know, spatula and everything. All right, it's ready. And I'm sure that family sat around and was like, all right, we got 24 hours. You ready, everybody? On your mark. Get set. Go. And they just started eating as much as they could. They had 24 hours to eat as much as they could of that offering, because after 24 hours, that was it. Couldn't nibble at it anymore. Couldn't snack at it anymore. That was it. They had 24 hours to eat that offering that represented celebrating the presence of God and celebrating the peace and freedom that God had given them. So here's what God is teaching us through this offering. Remember, the Bible says in the New Testament that everything done in the Old Testament, that it was done as an example for us, to teach us. Here's what God is teaching us through this very unique offering that's all three are participating. It has to be eaten all at once. You can't save it. You can't nibble at it. Here's what he's teaching us. When it comes to God's presence, God doesn't just want you nibbling at his presence. But when he serves you a spiritual meal, he wants you to dive in, eat to the full. You've got to go all in with God. And the reason why so many people are not enjoying their relationship with God, the reason why so many people aren't experiencing the freedom that Jesus has for them, is because they're just nibbling at the presence of God. They're just nibbling at the things of God. They're not diving in, so they're not enjoying their relationship with God. So many Christians, yeah, they've done the trespass offering, they've done the sin offering, yeah, they've received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, all their sins are forgiven, they're going to heaven. They've done the burnt offering, they've been baptized, yeah, they've done the meal offering. They understand that they're equipped to serve, but when it comes to God's presence, it is amazing how many believers still just nibble at the presence of God instead of just diving in. And then we wonder why we don't experience the peace and the freedom that Jesus has for us. Listen, freedom isn't a person. That person is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, you know me, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Freedom isn't a person, and that freedom is experienced through a feast. You know, that's why, I, you know, every time we sit at the dinner table, you know who the nibblers are at the Weems family household at the dinner table? It's always the kids. In other words, it's always the ones that are less mature. And what they'll do is, man, Carrie, my wife is a great cook. We'll serve them this incredible meal. And I'll notice my kids there, and they'll just kind of, they'll start picking. They'll start nibbling. They'll start complaining. Do I have some parents in the house? Well, I don't feel like it. Well, I don't feel like eating this. And isn't it amazing that just with natural food, it's always the immature. It's the children that are the nibblers and that complain. That's what my kids, I guarantee you, I sit by my kids after a while and say, look, you better eat that, you better eat that. If they don't eat it, guess what? Dad is going to eat. Well, eat that plate. And it's just amazing how kids, it's something, well, I don't feel like it. Well, I don't want to do that. And we laugh at that, but in the same way, guess what? We as adults, when we come to the presence of God, we nibble. We complain. We come into worship. Here's the spiritual feast. Here's we serve you this incredible meal of worship. But too many of us, we come in, and you know what we do? We just kind of nibble. We just kind of, you know, well, here comes a song. Maybe we'll kind of half raise up a hand every now and then. Let me nibble. Oh, that's Lindsay. I love it when she sings. Nibble. And we're just nibbling. When the Bible says this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. If you want to experience the freedom that Jesus has for you, you are going to have to dive in worship and stop nibbling at those things that bring the presence of God. You know what I do? Well, I don't feel like it. You sound just like my kids when Carrie puts a meal on their plate and they just don't want to eat it, especially with vegetables. So I'll put vegetables on their plate. I don't feel like it. I'll put butter on it. I don't feel like it. I'll put sugar on it. I don't feel like it. I say, listen, you better eat that. If you taste that vegetable right now, it's going to taste like a candy cane with all the stuff I done put on it. You need to eat that. I know you don't feel like it, but that vegetable, it's got vitamins, it got minerals, it's got nutrients. You need those vegetables. You know what we do? We come in the house of God. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like raising my hands. God's word says, it tells us, I will lift my hands in your sanctuary, O Lord. Listen, eat your vegetables. You're not going to always feel like going to church. You're not going to always feel like worshiping. But you know what happens when you step out in faith and you begin to worship God in faith and you stop being a nibbler and you dive into the presence of God? You will taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm telling you, that spiritual meal, it will be delicious and it is exactly what you need. So guess what we're going to do today? We're going to all lift our hands. That's right. All the Presbyterians, all the Anglicans, everybody, we're all lifting our hands. We're going to do it together. You ready? Look, watch this. Well, half of you, before you got saved, you lifted your hands every time the police came in. Lift. Don't act like raising your hands is... All of you, this football season, I guarantee you, the first touchdown that your Seminoles, your Gators, your Tigers, your War Eagles, your Crimson Tide, your Trojans, not the Buckeyes because they're on probation, but you know what you're going to do? They're going to score a touchdown. You're going to go, yes! What are you doing? Well, I'm celebrating. Really? So you celebrate. Do you see what I'm saying? This is not a spiritual thing. This is a human thing that helps us release ourselves in surrender and celebration. And what God wants you to do is he wants you, you can look at this like, look, just like this. You raise your hand, you're going to dive. He wants you to dive in his presence and stop nibbling at the things of God. Stop nibbling at worship. So guess what? We're all going to do it right now. You ready? Watch this, everyone. Here, I'll do this twice a year just to help. It's just, listen, for some of you, this is the best therapy that you will get. This is therapy, man. This is worth like 2 months of counseling, all right? Just do it. Come on. We're all going to raise them. Slowly, come on, stick them up. Look. Now, all of our locations, all of our campuses, do this. Now, look around. Look, no one turned into an alien. No one's a religious fanatic. No one feels led now to buy a 10-pound Bible. Look, you know what we're doing? We're saying, Lord, we dive in. We're not going to nibble. We're going to feast at your presence in worship. In Jesus' name, come on, give yourselves a hand. I'm not saying be crazy and you walk in the doors and you're like, you know, you go sit somebody, you look at them, It doesn't matter whether you're demonstrative or reserved. I'm just saying, man, when we get in the presence of God, come on, church. What if you treated the presence of God like those people treated those hot dogs? You got about 15 minutes to worship on Sunday. What if you treated the presence of God like some of you are going to treat that barbecue tomorrow? I'm telling you, you'd experience freedom. Freedom is a person, but it's experienced in a feast, a spiritual feast on the presence of God. Same thing with the Word of God. You know what we do with the Word of God? We nibble. Oh, we liked it. Yes, Stovall's preaching about love and grace, and God loves me no matter what. No, Jesus did it all, and yes, that's true. And God loves you no matter what, no matter how you act, no matter what you do. He loves you. He loves you. And we nibble because we like that. But you know what we don't like? We don't like the part about preferring one another, others above ourselves. We don't like Ephesians 5 that our spouse needs to be the most important person in our life outside of our relationship with God. We don't like the part about forgiving others that have wronged us. We don't like the part about letting go of past hurts and past things that people have done to us. We don't like the part about sacrifice and those kind of things. You know what we do? We nibble. And then we wonder, why am I not experiencing the peace and the freedom? You know what you've done? You've taken that offering of celebration. You're not eating it all on the first time. You're not. You've kind of set things aside to nibble and pick. And God says it'll never work that way. Same thing with prayer. Oh, same thing with the offering. Here comes the offering. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to nibble. Here's my $2. You just spent $6 at Starbucks. You're going to spend $100 on that barbecue tomorrow. Here's my $5. Go, God. Nibble. 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 And then we wonder, man, why don't I have freedom in my finances? That's why God says you got to bring all the tithe. You got to do it all. You've got to bring it all. You can't nibble at the things of God. Same thing with church. I'm just going to nibble at church. Oh, I'll go here and I'll go there and I'll go only when Stovall's preaching, or, you know, I'll go this time. I'm going to nibble. Listen, man, some of you need to dive into church. You need to go to that membership class. Sometimes I meet people in the membership class and I'm like, man, how long you been coming? 2 months? They're like, no, 5 years. I'm like, 5 years, where you been? Well, just, you know, figured I'd finally get around to doing this. Listen, I'm glad. Listen, you are welcome here. All nibblers are welcome. Let me be clear. I don't want anybody to feel condemned for being a nibbler. All nibblers are welcome. But listen, I'm your friend. I'm trying to help you. You can nibble all your life, but you won't experience the freedom and the peace that Jesus has for you. You can come here anytime. We love you no matter what, whether you give or not, whether you worship or not. We've got people from every different walk of life. Every service, we have people that are non-believers, atheists, Christians, years. I mean, we have them all here at Celebration Church. But I will tell you this. If you're ever going to experience what real freedom is, that person of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to go all in. And you can't just nibble at worship and nibble at the word, nibble at giving, nibble at church life. You're going to eventually have to make up your mind. You know what? I'm going all in. I'm going to have a spiritual feast. And I'm going to celebrate the presence of God and enjoy my relationship with God like He wants me to enjoy it. Remember the other unique thing? All three were involved. When you dive into the presence of God, guess what? God dives into you. When you celebrate God, guess what? He wants to celebrate you. You draw near to God, He will draw near to you. Come on, can you give God a hand? He's our high priest. So look, here's what I want to do right now. I'm going to close the service. I want you to bow your heads right now, everyone. How many of you would say this at all of our locations? You'd say, Stovall, I'm just going to make a decision. Right here on this Freedom Weekend, I'm going to make a decision to really experience freedom in my life. And I'm going to stop nibbling. You know those areas in the presence of God or the things of God that you've been nibbling at instead of diving in and going all the way in. If that's you, I just want you to lift a hand right now. You're saying, Stovall, I'm not nibbling anymore. I'm not going to be a nibbler anymore. Hands are up all over the place. At all of our locations, raise those hands. You're like, I'm not going to be a nibbler. I'm diving in. I'm going to eat to the full when it comes to my spiritual feast in the presence of God, the things of God. You can put those hands down. Wow. So many hands up. How many of you will say this? You'll say, Stovall, I'm away from God today and I really need a fresh start with God in my life. Maybe you've never really surrendered your life to Christ. Or maybe you're just real distant from God. At one time you were close with God, but you're real distant and you just need to come back to God today. You know who you are. You need a fresh start with Jesus today. You want to know that all of your sins are forgiven, that you're on your way to heaven, that you have a fresh start with God today. If that's you, if you say, Stovall, I need a fresh start with God today, I want you to raise your hand wherever you are. Put them up high. Yes, yes, yes. Wow, lots of hands up. Keeping up real quick, all of our locations, annexes, raise those hands right now. You need a fresh start with God today. You want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, commit or recommit your life to Him. This is a great moment. This is where freedom all begins. You can put those hands down. Here's what I'm going to do, church. Look up here. I'm going to lead us all in a prayer. Right now, the first part of that prayer is going to be a prayer to lead those who are receiving Jesus, making that fresh start with God. The second part of that prayer is going to be all of you, so many who raised your hands, and just all of us together making that decision not to be nibblers at the presence of God, but to go all in so we can experience His freedom and peace. Amen. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask that all of us repeat this prayer together and let's just help those along who are praying the prayer as well. So let's say this together. Bow your heads and repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin and I trust in you. Save me, God. Lord, I thank you for a fresh start with you. And God, from this day forward, I'm not going to be a nibbler at your presence or in the things of God, but I'm going to go all in. I'm going to feast on spiritual things, and I'm going to experience the freedom and the peace that you have for me. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, and amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God a hand clap.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.